No public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 463369 through 463407. Warrants 7678 through 7692. One transfer, no general entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes, May 3rd, 2021.
Didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 3rd, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update. Thank you.
Good morning. You have a lot of our monthly reports in front of you. I can start with 4-H. It's not all listed there. Some other things have happened just in these past few days. But we are partnering with Bridge of Faith in Rockaway Beach. They have a greenhouse there and some community gardens that really aren't working or have a plan for them. So we're putting together a plan and also a long-range plan. So hopefully we can not only provide food for their summer programs and their evening programs, but also maybe seedlings that go into the homes of people in Rockaway Beach. So we're helping them out. The club is called the Squash Squad, which I really like over there at Rockaway Beach. And we'll probably reach anywhere about 100 youth with these programs over there, not to mention their families and everyone else. So on my reaching out report, this is not a youth group, but it's an adult creative day camp called Developmental Connections over at Mount Branson. They want to do embryology. So we have incubators, and I'm going to use the human development funds to buy fertilized eggs so they can have that for their day camp. So I'm working with them on that as well. We're also working with Hollister Schools to have 4-H in all of their Tiger Time after-school programs in the next year in their 21st Century Families grant. So we don't know about that until almost the school year starts, but that will be a way that 4-H can really help out a lot of youth as well. And then this past Friday, I met with Branson Veritas in Richmond. I don't know if you're familiar with that group, but there's probably about 300 youth that attend. Not just in Branson, they'll come from all over the county. They even said some come from West Plains, as far as West Plains. And they're all homeschoolers, but they meet once a week for classes, so classes all together. And they're very interested in having 4-H teach every week in their programs next year as we go forward. We just don't know where they're going to meet. Right now they're meeting at Skyline Baptist, and they have to find another place. So we were talking about other places they might go to. So you'll see everyone else's reports. Notice that there's some Zooms still going on. The virtual cooking matters I thought was really unique with Jenny Novot, and she's been working with Faith Community Health. She's also working with a diabetes prevention program, Living Healthy with Diabetes. She's working with Faith Community Health and CAM, and they're going to have in-person classes coming up. Amber Allen, she's really trying to find a place that she can have a Boost Your Memory program, helping people keep on remembering things. We think about that as an older program, but I probably need that too, right? So you also have Amy Petillo, some work she's doing in broadband connections, and then Tim Schnackenberg, who's our agronomy specialist. It's not listed in here, but he did mention to me that he might have a native grass site that he's going to start here in Taney County. He just has to make sure the producer wants to do it. And he didn't tell me which producer, but I think it's great that we can have another research plot here in Taney County. The next private applicator training session will be on June 2nd, and that's what a lot of people ask us for as well. So I went through everything really quickly, because I see you've got a full room around here, but if you have any questions.
I don't.
I think it's great that your 4-H is expanding into all the schools like that.
We have been in the schools previously, but they really closed down to us this past year, and even Boys and Girls Club. So finding the homeschool groups and the church groups have really helped us as well. And don't forget, June 12th is our livestock show. Thank you.
What time does that begin?
We start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and if livestock is not your thing, the same exact day we're having our county shooting sports competition. So,
go ahead. Good. Thank you.
Personal property abatements and add-on report for April 2021.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for April 2021 as presented by the County Clerk's Office.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Glass bid proposal number 21-040, maintenance. I have a letter dated April 29, 2021, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the proposal as to form. This is a proposal glass bid buying between Beanswanger and Glass in Taney County.
Did we go out for bid on this, or is this
just a
three?
And that's our glass that's been broke for some time on
the it's our front
entry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll be great to get that replaced.
Yeah, it needs it bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember. Did we award a bid officially? Is this the agreement? Or was this just a call-in, got three quotes?
Yes, call-in, got three quotes.
Okay.
Then I sent it through to Nikki.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't remember awarding a bid. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, it says quote.
What does?
It says quote for new glass at main entrance.
Glass bid. Is agendized as a glass bid proposal. That's what I was just trying to figure out. Trying to make sure we were on the same page.
Oh, okay.
And then the top right of the paperwork says bid proposal. And then the letter reference from our attorney is bid proposal. I just don't remember. I just want to make sure I was...
Mm-hmm. Well, $2,300 could...
I guess my question is normally in these situations, if it's under the bid amount, you don't... elected officials or department heads go and spend it, and we approve it through the accounts payable process. I'm not... This is abnormal to have it come before us like this.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she did that.
Okay.
I think the goal is to have a written agreement.
So we just need to approve the agreement? But it's not an agreement, it's a proposal. So just do it as, okay.
Yeah, that's how it's structured. Is. There are fair terms in the proposal. Price, what it is.
Well, and then also noting that Wilk supply the lift. So do we have a lift? Do we have to rent one?
We'll have to rent one.
So even though it's a quote, it's kind of an agreement, too, because it makes stipulations than it is to what will be done.
It starts off as a quote from them, and then I think once approved, it becomes an agreement with bare terms on price, quantity, specific items.
On the other, so you got three quotes. On the other two quotes, did they also require us to supply a lift?
Yes.
No. Well, they never even brought that to the attention. When we talked to Ben Swagger about it, he gave the price of what it'd take for them to get a lift, and it would be much cheaper for us to get it for the day.
Did you ask the other two what it cost? I mean, we didn't get to see all their quotes, so I don't have a clue as to if that's the cheapest or best or not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, okay. We can get them from Nikki and... I just turned what I had and got from her and give them to her, and then I guess she's went to with her attorney.
Okay. I mean, you guys see what I'm asking. If I don't know who else quoted it.
I was told that this was considerably lower than the other quote, but I didn't see the other quotes, but I was told
they may have included a lift where we didn't have to rent one. What's our cost to rent a lift?
Like $125 a day.
That's pretty cheap.
It is. That's from Branson.
I guess my question in all of this is I don't like being shown something at the very end without me having any say in the actual quote to begin with. Whenever we don't have all this information in front of us. But you guys good?
I'm good.
I'm good with it.
Move to approve the glass bid proposal by and between Benswinger Glass and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry, Scott. I wasn't trying to...
Well, that's okay. I mean, like when I get those, I just turn directly into Nikki. So...
And I had just asked about it, so I had checked into it, and I didn't see the quotes, but I checked in to see that.
I think when I called her this morning, she was talking to you, so I didn't talk to her.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right.
I mean, they were all turned into her.
Notice of renewal for aggregate rock, categories 1A, B, C, and D. Oh. Hank? I'm sorry, I've jumped up. I've missed. I need to back up the agenda. Maintenance agreement for Cummins Incorporated, number 21044. Maintenance.
Scott? Maintenance
sorry.
Agreement?
Yeah, please. Sorry. I missed it.
It's coming up this...
I got it. Okay, we received a letter dated April 29, 2021 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott, and provides the annual services to the generator and approves the agreement as to form.
We've decided on that after he's looked over the contract. We usually just do this yearly. But we find out if we do it auto-renew that we'll save the county a little money each time we do this. And they're the ones that always takes care of the equipment, so I don't know why we wouldn't go ahead and do the auto-renew and save the county money each year.
Save $167 if we do the 4-year auto.
So is that option one or is that option two?
Two, I think.
It's two.
Option one is highlighted, so we just need to make sure we...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, initial option two. Then.
Yeah.
Move to approve the maintenance agreement by and between Cummins Incorporated and Taney County for option two, which is the 4% discount and auto renewal.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now we're to the notice of renewal for aggregate rock, categories 1A, B, C, and D. Number 21041, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated May 6, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the respective notices as to form. And that with Table Rock Asphalt.